the Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we're going to spend the next half hour talking about Archie's Iowa Rockwell Tavern. 75 years. I've been going there for about 50 of them, right? We've got manager Katrina Arthur and Archie's daughter, Deborah Pup. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
You're always smiling. You brought me beer. Yeah, that's very nice. We won't open any yet. So right off the bat, we'll get a little bit of the history of Archie's, but you're really pulling out 75 years. That's a big number. So Saturday, June 23rd, the 75th anniversary, Archie's block party. So what can people expect?
Well, it's going to be amazing. We are closing down Rockwell from Iowa to the alley. We're installing a 16-foot stage with full sound, full lighting, and it's just going to be amazing. We're having lots of bands, lots of neighborhood bands, and I think in the intro we heard polka, and we're having a polka band come in.
Ralph and his polka band.
Ralph and his polka band. Okay. Ralph was a dear friend of my grandfather's, Archie, and he's honored to play our party. And then we're also working with a ton of local breweries, and we're going to have a beer tent, and we're going to have a lot of beer. I think the last count was about 12 kegs, and that beer is going all for donation only, and it's going to Hope for the Day, which is a suicide prevention non-for-profit.
Boy, that's timely.
Yeah, that really is. Yeah, something that's really an issue in our industry. And also,
it is.
Yeah, there is. Unfortunately, I've known a handful of people throughout the years who have ended their lives. But this organization, Hope for the Day, is amazing. They work with artists. They work with people. They just opened a coffee shop on Fullerton called Sip of Hope, where they have trained mental health professionals serving coffee.
Well, I didn't know
and
that.
Talking to people. It's a really wonderful organization. And we're also raffling off 6 months worth of free beer. And all that money is going to...
Is Dan Long listening?
We're selling raffle tickets now until the day of the party. And all that money is going to the Chicago Puerto Rican Cultural Center to help Puerto Ricans who have resettled into Chicago after Hurricane Maria. Yes, we're celebrating Archie's and the 75 years since my great-grandparents opened their doors, but we're also recognizing the community that we've been a part of for these last four generations and how much they've contributed to our success, and we'd like to give back.
Boy, you really picked some good charities. How'd you pick those charities, just to get off subject for a minute? Yeah,
Well, Hope for a Day, I've known them for several years, and they do amazing things, so that was easy. And we also reached out to our local alderman, Alderman Maldonado, and when we were talking about the logistics of the block party, we told him, you know, we know plenty of good organizations that we do fundraisers for, but can you suggest this one to us? And can you suggest some organizations? And we looked into it, and it was amazing. A lot of Puerto Ricans are coming, they are Americans, are resettling in the Humble Park neighborhood, and they need assistance with jobs and home furnishings and everything, and we're glad to help. And when there were a lot of my friends supported clothing drives, diaper drives, and last year after the hurricane hit, and this is something our customers were passionate for, and we just picked up on that.
And what are the hours of this on Saturday, June 23rd?
Oh, it's going to go all day. We're going to block party from noon until 9:55 p.m. The city of Chicago would like their street reopened at 10 p.m. promptly, so we're going to be doing that.
And will it move inside the bar?
It will
for
move.
Those of us who are working?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're gonna party until 3 a.m. or the beer runs out. We've been preparing for this, and I think the last count we have 12 kegs of beer and about 5,000 cans of beer as well. So.
Wild Jesus and the Devil's Lettuce.
No, yes.
I know something about music, but I don't know them. Who are they?
They are a local jam band. Okay. The owner, one of the members of Wild Jesus is the owner of Dark Matter Coffee Company and the Star Lounge. And
who's that?
Jesse Diaz.
Oh, I know him. Yeah.
Hey, Jesse.
Well, Erica
and the Babies.
Okay.
They're wonderful people. He purchased the Star Lounge roughly 10 years ago when I started working at the bar, and we got to know each other. They've played several shows at Archie's, and they're really a crowd pleaser.
Wow. Now, tell us a little bit, Deborah. I mean, I just love the history. I used to live for a long time. I lived a block away, less than a block away. I always made jokes. When I moved in there, it really was still an old man bar. Yes. I remember I'd come back from the Sun-Times, and you'd be closing down at 7 or 8 o'clock. Then, over time, I told Katrina, I became the old man.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it?
But I want to maybe elaborate this a little bit later. I just love the idea of a corner bar in a city neighborhood. But what are your early memories of your dad and being around the bar?
Well, basically as a kid, I was kept out of there. But the thing that was kind of interesting, though, is that my dad always called it his friends at the bar. And being a kid, I didn't quite grasp that. I mean, I had a whole different vision of it when I was a little kid. But my dad was, he actually looked forward to going to work every single day. And this was, you know, a big deal to him. So, like, when people come in now, they look at it and it looks like their grandfather's living room.
Yeah.
And that's what gives them that comfort level, and that's why people want to return, because they're at ease. It's not pretentious at all. And it's such a nice community of people coming in there. It reminds me definitely of, you know, like yesteryear, because it's that same group of people, except the faces change.
Yeah. Who are your dad's friends? I remember, I mean, I don't know if they were, I mean, it was factory workers, railroad workers. Who do you remember? What was the walk of life?
It was definitely factory workers. It was the ladies that worked at, I believe there was a restaurant, not Petrillo's, but anyway, there was a restaurant with a group of ladies that used to come after shift, the window washers, people that used to actually wash the windows here downtown. If it was a rainy day, that was a good day for Archie's.
Yeah, really.
And surprisingly, a lot of mailmen and male ladies as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, that brisk air, you know, required a BlackBerry shot.
And there was live entertainment there. I mean, that's why we played the polka stuff. I mean, in talking to you before, Little Wally played there.
And
everybody knows Little Wally.
In Chicago, a lot of people do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just had a conversation about him the other day at the bar. I was like, what, Little Wally and the Sundowners? Well, let me tell you a story and show you some pictures.
Yeah,
really.
Right.
No, we've had so many different people. In fact, at one time, we did have 20 accordion players, and they all jammed at the same time.
Really?
All accordion players. But then turnaround 15 years ago, we were celebrating a St. Patrick's Day in a Polish bar, and the only way that we could leave or our guests could leave was playing Amazing Grace on bagpipes with 15 bagpipers. So that was, I had neighbors telling me the next day, was I dreaming this or was I hearing Amazing Grace at 2:30? So we've always been music oriented. It's a nice way to go.
Yeah, we have a lot of local musicians, friends of ours that are playing bands, and they're going to be playing with us on our anniversary party. Tijuana Hercules.
I know them, yeah. Go ahead.
Big Gibbs, Grimes and Black Knight, Robo Boot, Iowa and Rockwell. Actually, the funny thing part about Iowa and Rockwell.
There's a band called, DJ. Iowa Rockwell.
He's my neighbor. He's a few years younger than me. We grew up together, and he named his stage act Iowa Rockwell.
I have to drive all of them to school to Holy Name Cathedral.
Yeah. Wow. So we're excited that he's going to play the party.
Wow. Now, the Sundowners, I mean, I knew those guys. I mean, they were, you know, they had the Double R Ranch. Again, a little history lesson for listeners who, and they were just three. They played like country, Western swing. I remember they played your dad's 60th birthday party?
His 50th birthday.
50th birthday.
Yes, they played and they had a good time, and it was a big secret. Nobody would tell my father what was going on. He knew that there was going to be a party because people always did that for him, but he was really shocked to see them there. So it was fun. That was when people were really, really into country.
It was one of my first memories at the bar.
It was.
Yeah, coming with my mom and my brother, and I remember dancing, and I remember the dancing with my grandpa and the food. Oh, the one thing that I love from my childhood, my grandfather had these little 7-ounce bottles of 7-Up, these glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see them, which I really don't anymore, it just makes me think of pleasant memories growing up as a kid, my grandpa.
They're just cost prohibitive. That's why we don't have them anymore. But, yeah, every little kid that ever came into the bar on occasion, potato chips, 7-ounce bottle, you know, and they got to sit at one of the big tables.
I love details. Archie was an honorary Meisterbrau brewmaster?
Yes, he was.
How'd that happen?
My dad and several other gentlemen ended up becoming part owners in the Peterhan Brewery towards, I'd say, 4 years before its demise. And so my dad actually owned part of that, you know, a minute part. And I'm thinking, my God, if it only would have turned.
Actually, here's a little interesting thing about Meisterbrau. So after they closed, they went defunct for about 2 years. And then, interestingly enough, they sold the recipe to Miller Brewing Company, and it is now Miller Lite.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, they formulated it, but yeah, fortunately they had to, they declared bankruptcy, stayed on the low, and then resold it to Miller, so.
So that leads to the whole Ham's Beer thing you were talking. I mean, Archie's,
yes.
I don't know, is Ham's Beer still a thing there?
Or yeah, Ham's Beer is our number one seller.
It is.
We sell it for $2 a can.
$2 a can.
$2 a can, $5 with a shot of Jim Beam.
Yep.
Or if you want to go sit on your stoop, you can get a six pack at any hour of the day. Well, before 1:55 a.m. For only $7. We are the number one seller of Ham's in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. 50,000. I didn't know that.
50,000 cans.
At Archie's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think last year was a 51,727. That's the closest I'm going to come to remembering.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay, now I've had this, that vodka. I'm gonna hack up the name here. Zabrowka. Zabrowka vodka. Mm-hmm. So tell us that story.
Well,
it was illegal or something at one time.
Yes, because it had coumarin in it, and that was considered illegal by the United States, said that they couldn't ship anything over with that in it because it was a blood thinner. Like all alcohol is a blood thinner to begin with. So I didn't say that. That was that odd. But for us, it played a big deal because my dad retired it when there was a ban put on it. So my daughter and I were cleaning the basement and up in the rafters. You know, I was the one that had the big gloves on. I think that's why I was the one that got it. We saw this hairy looking fuzzy thing, and I didn't know if it was a blown up dead rat. I didn't know what the heck it was. So I reached down, grabbed it, and it was the bison. So we cleaned it up, cleaned the displayer, and said, okay, we've got to find out about this stuff. And found out that it's back in the United States. We started promoting it, and it became a thing. And people liked it.
It was an advertising piece from the late 50s before the federal government banned it.
That piece you have behind the bar, I assume it's still there. That's what really attracted me, just the design and the whole thing, the way it looked.
And it's really interesting. It's a cardboard, pressed cardboard, and there's a little cutout where the bottle, the old style, the old manufacturer of the bottle would nestle in there, and it would be a huge display.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
People try to buy it off of us all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
How do you I've had it, but how do you describe it? I mean, is it different than any other vodka? I mean, I'm not a vodka drinker. I drink tequila, but not vodka.
Well, it has a flavor that's not really grassy, but it has an aftertaste of coconut. And
I think that's
the reason why people like it. And we usually mix it up with apple juice on ice with a wedge of lemon. Or in the wintertime, we have it as
a hot apple cider. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice flavored vodka without being sugary sweet.
Wow.
And I think that's what really attracts people to it.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor license 177?
Yes, that is our license number.
It's great that it's still there in a world that changes so fast. How has the neighborhood changed for you?
Wow.
Yeah.
The neighborhood has changed so many times since the day that the doors opened. From a neighborhood of immigrants to now still a neighborhood of immigrants, plus a lot of younger people. I mean, things change, and it's still community-based. There's still people on foot. It's kind of nice that not everybody has a car. They're in walking distance. I think, 60-70% of our clientele now is all on foot.
I would say way over 80-90% of our customers walk. We have bike racks. People ride their bikes. Their occasional skateboarder or people just getting out of their Lyft or their Uber a block before home to just have one more before they head home. And the one way the neighborhood has really changed is we have now mansions.
Yeah.
We have million-dollar mansions.
I know. Scary. It's not the workmen's cottages.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's really, I don't even remember those growing up. And my mom and I and my brother moved into the building roughly in 1990 when I was about 10 years old, and there were no mansions then. Yeah. My grandfather's building was a mansion. It's a huge 9-unit building.
It's dog friendly.
very dog friendly. Mm-hmm. We love your dog as long as your dog is friendly. 7 days a week. However, after 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, we do not allow dogs. It just gets a little busy. The music gets a little bit louder and people go in and out for smoking, and it's just not the right environment for the pups.
No,
it isn't. Katrina, you're there a lot. And John, I don't know if John's working tonight?
No. Oh. Well, he is working for the fine folks in the Northwest suburbs. Okay. My husband's a fireman.
Yeah, right. That's good work that he does.
The cliche bartender-fireman relationship.
But I know you've been there behind the bar for a long time, Katrina. What did you get any fancy drink orders or something, like somebody orders and you kick them out because the drink is so fancy?
One of my employees, Bradley, he's an amazing guy. He's like, oh, yeah, I do 3-drink cocktails, and one of the ingredients is ice. I can make you a margarita. I can make you in Manhattan a whiskey sour, tequila sour. But our clientele, it's a shot in a beer bar. You know, we have upwards of 30 different craft beers, but our number one seller is Hams and a shot of Jim Beam, because at the end of the day, people just want to relax. And a lot of our clientele are also brewers. And after tasting, you know, funky IPAs all day and double barrel stouts, you know, they just want a palate cleanser, yeah, and something to put them to bed.
Yeah.
And then there's also Bloody Mary Sundays.
Yes.
You know, that's complex. You know,
yes,
there's quite a few ingredients in there.
With a cheese ball garnish. Well,
cheese ball. Yes.
This confuses people all the time. We have Utz cheese balls. You know, Utz is better than nuts from back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a staple.
At our cheese. Mm-hmm. And we give them away for free, complimentary. And everyone's like, how much? And as tempted as I am to go, you know, $2 basket, they're always on the house. And you don't see that at many bars. I mean, not all the Map Room gives away pretzels, which is awesome, but you just really don't see free treats anymore.
Was there ever, I mean, we did a book release party there years ago.
Yes.
Well, people still talk about what you served. And I can't, you got to give me the details, but I have friends who talk about the spread you made for that.
Oh, the open face Polish sandwiches.
Give me the details on that.
Let's see. You always have to have rye bread. You have to have mayonnaise and horseradish.
Polish mayonnaise.
Polish mayonnaise, yes. We have to have ham, preferably Krakus. We'd like also to put on Krakowska, which is a ham sausage. Sometimes, you know, depending on what kind of goods we have, you know, you might put a little bit of turkey on there. Definitely have to have a slice of pickles, a little thin slice of tomato, and you have to garnish it definitely with either green onion or parsley.
It was so good.
Oh, and a thin slice of hard-boiled egg.
That's
yes,
right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot that.
Where did that come from? Is that
actually, you know what that is? Is that's just a quick sandwich, like when you came home from after school, or let's say you on your let's say at lunchtime. You know, if you let's say like my dad went to St. Helens, and so he would walk home, and his mother would make him this quick little sandwich. It was small, but it was hearty enough to eat that, and then walk back to school and finish the day.
They're very carb conscious.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about your parents. I mean, when they came, why did they come to Chicago? Just tell me.
Well, my grandparents, they were from Poland, and because of the war, things were difficult for them to live there. And it was their parents, my great grandparents, decided that, hey, you've got to go to the U.S. This is getting too crazy, and we want you out of here. So they both they were married in Poland, but they decided to come to the United States. And my grandfather used to be a policeman in Poland at the time, and my grandmother was just, she was a homemaker, which is a pretty worthy, profession. Then when they came here, they had my father, Archie, and my grandfather was a house painter. From there, they thought that the bar business might be a good thing, and the first original bar that opened up was actually on Damon and Division,
right,
which is now Chase Bank, and prior to that was Las Vilas Bakery, but it used to be a bar along with not a restaurant, but it was a banquet hall. And there were so many bars. It was Polish Broadway. There was a bar every other, 50 feet, and they thought that it was just too much competition, too much work. So they packed it all in and moved to Iowa and Rockwell. But we used to be across the street, which is now where the mansion is at. And they started there. It was too small. And then when this building became for sale, they borrowed money from one of their neighbors and actually bought it and turned the grocery store into a bar. And
right there. Right there. That's all you need to know. They borrowed the money from one of their neighbors.
They did. And the thing is no interest. And, they did so well that they paid that building off in 10 years.
Good for them.
And it's just through hard work. My grandfather used to paint houses. He'd come home. He'd eat his dinner, which my grandmother cooked at the same time as taking care of Archie. And then she would go upstairs, and then he would start working until 10 or 11 o'clock, and then he'd close. But things were different on holidays. Big parties and lots of people. And, you hear about clubs having table service. Well, there always was table service. You got your tray with a little bit of ice. You got your bottle of brandy, and you got your soda from Old Abe or Montreal or something like that.
Great. Okay. This is going to be great. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
I love you guys. I've been around for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's nice when you come back and bring up the old age, the old man part.
So it's Archie's 75th anniversary block party, Saturday, June 23rd at Iowa and Rockwell. Is there a website or a phone number, a Facebook page?
Facebook. We do Archie's Iowa Rockwell Tavern on Facebook. One of these days we'll move over to Instagram.
I got to do that too. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing in the beer.
Enjoy it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Eddie Holstein after David Jennings and the news.